So our theme for today is centering gratitude. And I want to start with a brief story. So my mother-in-law is 89 years old. She lives at a retirement community in Santa Barbara, Valverde. She, like most all of our elders, has had a challenging year with a lot more isolation than you would want. She also had a big fall. She spent over 4 months in the healthcare unit and in the hospital, and then she got moved into assisted living. So it's been and she hasn't been hugging or connecting with her loved ones. So it's been a hard year. And a month ago, she was talking to her son, my brother-in-law, and he told her about his gratitude practice. And she was intrigued by that. And he explained to her that, you know, every day he tries to connect him with a few things in his life that he's grateful for. So the next morning, the woman who every few times a week, somebody comes to give her a shower because my mother-in-law can't do that on her own. And so they're in the shower and this woman's helping my mother-in-law, and my mother-in-law turns to her and says, you know, my son was telling me about this gratitude practice and reflecting on what you're grateful for. And I realized this morning when I got up that what I'm grateful for today is you and how you come and you care for me and you shower me, which makes me feel better, but you're always so nice to me and make me feel so cared for. And they had a little moment right there in the shower between this aide and my mother-in-law. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful story to lift up the power of centering gratitude in our lives. We humans have evolved to in a way that emphasizes the negative and things that we're afraid of, like what's the worst that could happen. And that has served us for millennia. You know, if you stepped out of the cave and you heard a sound, somebody might be an optimist and say it's nothing. And then the person who's the pessimist says, what could it be, is the one that doesn't get eaten by the wild animal. So it helped us evolve. But today that way of thinking warps our perceptions, and it warps our perceptions towards the negative. And one of the great aphorisms of mindfulness is, what you focus your attention on grows. What you focus your attention on grows. So if we have a daily practice of watching CNN for a couple hours and looking at outrage after outrage, what's going to grow in us is our outrage. And we will tend to act from that place. Whereas if we have a daily practice that focuses our attention on things we're grateful for, we will have more gratitude in our life and more appreciation, and we will act more from that place. Gratitude doesn't have to be about anything big. It doesn't have to be about anything new. It can be a simple appreciation of very small things, or things we already have, things that are there, but we might otherwise take them for granted. There's a lot of research on gratitude practices showing how they can help us with depression, they can help us with anxiety, and gratitude can help us find an appreciation of life even in the most challenging times. And needless to say, we live in challenging times. So let's practice together today and see what we notice. So let's begin our practice. I invite you to settle into a comfortable seated position. Rest your hands wherever it's comfortable. You might choose to do this with your eyes closed. Although if you do choose to keep your eyes open, then I just suggest that you direct them downwards so that you can minimize distractions. And let's start with a couple of deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And allow yourself to settle in and just let your breath find its own natural rhythm. Can you feel your feet on the floor? Your body on the chair? Or the sofa or bed or whatever you're sitting on. Your upright back. Notice what all that feels like. Let your shoulders be soft. Let your jaw be soft. Let your face and your facial muscles be soft. Notice your body breathing. Notice where you can feel that the most strongly. Maybe it's in your abdomen, or maybe it's in your chest, or at your nostrils, the feel of the air flowing in and out. As many of you know, it's helpful to have a main focus of our meditation, a place to anchor our attention. So let's pay attention to the present moment experience by choosing a main focus of your attention right now. It might be your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nostrils, or it might be sounds, ambient sounds, inside or outside the room where you are. Or it could be sensations in your body. It could be the feeling of yourself against the chair, or the feeling of what you sense in your hands and fingers. Any of these works fine as a home base for your practice. So choose one now and try to focus your attention on it. As you try to keep your focus on your home base, at a certain point, you will find your attention wandering. It's totally normal to start thinking about other things. So don't judge yourself about this. When you notice that your mind has wandered, just gently redirect your attention back to your home base, whatever you chose to anchor your meditation. And then just keep doing that again and again. Each time that you notice that your mind has wandered. So let's practice in silence for a few moments. One of you mentioned last week in the discussion time after our practice that you found that when you got quiet, that gratitude you found naturally arising within you. And that does happen for some people, not to everyone and not every time they get quiet. But making space like this for mindfulness is, when we do that, what the things that are naturally in us, we can often see things that we don't normally see because we're so distracted or so busy. But for most of the rest of this mindfulness session, we're going to focus on gratitude with intention to the best of our ability. We're going to invite you to focus on something that you're grateful on in your life. It could be something major or something minor, but just allow something or multiple things at the start to emerge. You might hold the question of, what am I grateful for? Or what am I appreciative of? You might think about people in your life, present and past. You might think about nature or your body or lessons life has offered you. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's as simple as, when I think about this thing, or this person, or this aspect of my life, or this aspect of myself, I tend to feel grateful. As you reflect, you may find that there are ways that you don't feel grateful. When you notice that, just acknowledge it and then see if there's something else that you are grateful for. Or you may notice that you're grateful for many things and that it's hard to choose. If that's the case, you can feel gratitude for all the things you're grateful for that are coming up for you, and then choose one for this practice. It doesn't matter which. Okay. As you focus your attention on something or someone that we are grateful for, see if you can bring that person, thing, aspect, whatever, into your mind. And think, what is it that I love about this thing, this person, this whatever? Why am I grateful for it? Notice the feelings that arise in your body and in your spirit as you do this. Is there a quality that you feel in your body in your heart, in your mind. Is it warmth, openness, love? Something hard to describe, but you just know that you're grateful. Just notice the feelings. Maybe we might return to our breathing and reflect on the preciousness of each breath. That this breath has sustained us for our whole lifetime, nourishing every cell in our body. And we've never had to do anything about it to make it happen. And as we hold on to our gratitude, let us also recognize that there's a lot of suffering in the world. So you can send some wishes out for people who are suffering. And certainly for people, so many who've lost so much over the past year. Just sending out kindness and well wishes. Let's take a moment towards the end of our practice and allow some gentle movement back into our bodies. You can wriggle your fingers and toes if you want to. You can stretch in any way feels comfortable. Notice how you feel at the end of this practice, this gratitude meditation. Light or heavy? Energized or tired? Content or agitated? Whatever you're noticing, just let it be what it is. Thank you for your practice today. I invite you, if you choose, to turn on your video at this time for the last few minutes. I want to remind you that this group is going to meet weekly, Thursdays at 12:30 until April 22nd. And you're welcome anytime that you can make it. As with the other sessions, I'm happy to stick around for a while after the session to chat about anything you'd like. If you have, if you want to talk about your experience of this today, or your own practice, or any questions that you have, or just share your experience, feel free to stick around. Each week, I like to close by sharing both a practice for the week that you might consider, and a poem. And so, I'm going to put in the chat box here. I'm going to put in a Dropbox link. I'll also email this to you afterwards, but if you want to look at it as I go through it, here is the link. Today, the practice, I mean, again, I'm sure many of you have had experience with gratitude practices. This is a simple practice from the Greater Good Mind Science Center called Three Good Things. And it's inviting you each day, so let's say each day for the next week. A lot of people like to do this at the very end of the day, but you can do it whenever you want, to write down three things that you're grateful for. Again, it can be very small, it can be big, it can be now, it can be from the past. And you know, it invites you to try to write it out and get specific about it so that you can just spend more time focusing your attention on gratitude. And then on the second page is a poem from Mary Oliver. You know, Mary Oliver's practice of poetry is that every morning she goes walking in nature. Well, actually she died in the last 2 years, but every morning she went walking in nature until she found inspiration for a poem. So she has a lot of wonderful poetry that relates to gratitude, not because there's so much that she was grateful for in her practice. This poem today is called Messenger. My work is loving the world. Here the sunflowers, there the hummingbird, equal seekers of sweetness. Here the quickening yeast, there the blue plums, here the clam deep in the speckled sand. Are my boots old? Is my coat torn? Am I no longer young and still half perfect? Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. The Phoebe, the delphinium, the sheep in the pasture, and the pasture, which is mostly rejoicing since all the ingredients are here, which is gratitude, to be given a mind and a heart and these body clothes, a mouth with which to give shouts of joy to the moth and the wren, to the sleepy dug up clam, telling them all over and over how it is that we live forever. So thank you again for practicing together with us today. And again, you're welcome to leave, or I invite you to stick around and let's chat about whatever you would like to.